welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everybody's having an absolutely fantastic day today. We got a special guest on the show with Dad as well. It's going to be a great show today, and I hope you guys, if you need anything at all, as I've said before, please do not hesitate to call us at Health Masters, 1-800-726-1834. Different specials, programs, protocols, we're here to help you out the best we possibly can in maintaining a healthy lifestyle. And also, too, we have the Sublingual B12 on sale as product of the week. You guys voted it won, so be sure to check that out. Other than that, how are you doing this morning, Dad?
Austin, I'm doing absolutely wonderful. Yesterday, you know, after I got off the show and after we had my great experience down in the lobby here at the hotel with, you know, the coffee shop, I basically went to have lunch, and I bought lunch for Roger Stone with Mancow. We stopped by. He's under house arrest, so he can't leave his house at all. And I'm not sure how they're monitoring him. I didn't see an ankle bracelet on him, but I did not ask him to pull up his pants leg. So I have no idea, you know, how they're making sure he stays at home, but he was being very compliant. So we brought him sandwiches. You know, he's scheduled to go to prison, report to prison, which is kind of weird how we do that in our country. We have a person who's not a criminal being told he must report to prison as a criminal Friday of next week. So Mancow and I came to his home yesterday. He's got a little bitty apartment, about 1,500 square feet. He's lost his home. He's lost everything besides his wedding ring and his wife's wedding ring, which he says he refuses to sell. And he's basically been overwhelmed by the amount of attorneys that the federal government has put on him. In fact, what he said yesterday was when he filed for his appeal for the court case, as far as when he was found guilty, that the federal government put 800, I'm going to repeat that, 800 attorneys on his case to go after him to deny the appeal.
Wow.
I mean, think about that for a second, Austin. Think about the amount of money it would take if you had 800 attorneys working against you. I mean, I've never heard of such things, but that's how absolutely set the deep state is, or the cabalists, or whatever we want to call it, who hate him beyond belief, including Jared Kushner, to make sure that he goes to prison. Personally, I believe, and Mancow will be on with me in just a second, personally, I believe that the people who run the White House, that would be Kushner and Ivanka, and for some reason Kushner is working against Trump's best interests, or he's simply so stupid that he doesn't understand that Roger Stone can really help him in the re-election bid, that Kushner may not want Trump to get reelected, because otherwise this self-sabotage of the presidential campaign and the presidential image would not be to this level. And so I believe that Kushner is the one that's trying to stop Roger Stone's, how should I say, this pardon from Donald Trump. Now, whether or not Trump pardons him or not, we have no idea. Who knows what's going to happen with all that? But the reality is, if Trump does not pardon Roger Stone until after Trump gets elected or not get elected, what's going to happen is that Roger Stone will not be there or not be available for him to use as a consultant to try to basically get the evangelical vote back behind Trump. Now, yesterday I talked to Roger. I watched him do a talk show. I believe it was with L.A. I'm not sure if that's L.A. Marzulli or somebody else. I have no idea. And while he was doing the show with L.A., I was at his apartment with Mancow, and they were told by his producer that basically Instagram and Facebook had pulled down his accounts, not allowing him to get the media out there. And their excuse was that he was associated with the Proud Boys, which Roger Stone vehemently denied, and also the fact that he was basically having false accounts set up on Facebook and basically defrauding the public. I mean, none of these things make any sense. But what I personally believe is that they were afraid that Roger Stone was going to use the Facebook and the Instagram and social media to try to garner support for him to be pardoned. Now, this is sad because the man's going to go to prison in a week, and I believe he should be allowed every available form of communication with the people who support him in order to try to solicit a pardon from the President of the United States, who Stone has been friends with for decades. So none of this makes any sense to me. I don't think much of it made any sense to Mancow. Stone did do his testimonial on LA shows about how he became a Christian, you know, from Franklin Graham. And then I was blessed enough to be able to share about a half a dozen scriptures with Roger, which he was very receptive, by the way, to knowing what the scriptures were, what the scripture verses were. And I'm pretty sure we have Stone scheduled on with Hagman tomorrow in the first hour, if his schedule doesn't basically conflict, or if the judge doesn't come out and put another gag order on him. I mean, I don't even know if she could even do that, this wicked judge that he had. And she could probably put another gag order on him to try to prevent him from soliciting the president. I don't know. This thing is so twisted and so messed up. Quite frankly, Roger Stone, as far as what I could tell, was found guilty of, you know, lying to Congress because he couldn't remember something. And then they said, that really happened. You said you couldn't remember it. You lied. I mean, the charges against this man are so sketchy. It's unbelievable to me that Hillary Clinton walks free, Bill Clinton walks free, Podesta walks free, and Roger Stone, who is a patriot, who is a nationalist, is basically about to go to prison. Now, I'm going to go ahead and hand my headset to ManCow right now, and you guys can have a dialogue and see how what you guys think. And basically, there's no feedback coming in from Austin right now. He's on mute, ManCow, because you just go ahead and talk to the audience.
Well, Dr. Ted, I don't want to insult your audience, but I wonder if people really even know who we're talking about. Roger Stone was in the Nixon administration. He got Reagan elected. And he's a patriot. He's a wily guy. I do believe he's born again. I do believe he's saved. I also want to say, and I think it's important, Ted, I know you have a dislike of Jared Kushner. Is it Kushner or Kutcher? Kushner.
It's low life
to me. Low life. But that none of this is coming from Roger Stone. We have to be careful because he's already in enough trouble. We have our own theories, and Roger has his theories. Ours are somewhat different from Mr. Stone's. So the dossier, the Russian spying, all of that was ruled to be complete BS. It's crap. It's a lie. The Steele dossier. The Clintons and others were behind it, the Obamas, to guarantee that Trump wouldn't get in. And once he got in, well, then they used it to destroy him with the turncoat that was John McCain. What a two-faced SOB he was. And so I don't think people understand it. Look, we're walking around here. We've been in the Florida Keys deep-sea fishing, and now we're in Fort Lauderdale, and we went over to see Roger under house arrest to send him some love and pray with him and talk with him. And I just, you know, oh, he's a Russian traitor, someone said to me. Others, I would say 9 out of 10 people here, this is Trump country. I would say 9 out of 10 people that I encounter here and I talk with everyone, they support him. Who am I, by the way? I'm a guy that does a popular radio show out of Chicago, ManCow, M-A-N-C-O-W, just so you know what's going on. And I'm not friends with Roger. I mean, I am now, but I wasn't friends with Roger. I just saw a guy that had been done wrong. I hate injustice. We see it everywhere, right, with the statues being tumbled and everything that's going on in the world. So common sense seems to be dead. So this guy going to jail, it'll be his death sentence. He's nearing 70. He has health issues. They're sending him to a prison where they're lying about it. There is 8 confirmed cases of this Chinese virus. Look, he's an old guy, and he's not a flight risk. He's not a problem. Why they need to send him off, I don't understand. And again, imagine they come after you with some fake something, this Steele dossier, this Russian dossier. It's been proven false. Well, it doesn't matter. You're going to jail. Wait a minute. It's all sinking sand. It's all quicksand. They've built a house on shifting sand. The government is lying. Imagine the entire government coming after you. This guy was kind of a dandy sort of a dude, a well-dressed, well-respected man here. He lived off one of the keys in a mansion. You may have seen it when they CNN happened to be there. That's going to be a lawsuit. The government, the deep state, tipped off CNN because they're the mouthpiece of CNN. CNN is the mouthpiece of the deep state. Anyway, they were there. And I met Roger Stone's wife. She's 73 years old and deaf. It was quite funny. I'm kind of deaf from all my years of radio, and she's definitely deaf. And, you know, she woke up to 20 guys with machine guns on her. I mean, this is the government against you. This is the government against us. And whether you like Roger Stone or not, I do believe he's reformed. I know he was a wily, rascally character. I tend to like those kind of guys, those scoundrels, those Han Solo type of people. I don't think Dr. Ted does. I kind of like scoundrels. But whether you agree with him on everything or not, the fact is that any patriot listening to my voice right now, you are Roger Stone. I am Roger Stone. It's only a matter of time before they come for all of us. You believe in the Constitution. You believe in borders. You believe in guns. They're going to come for you. And you better wake up. And so you can sit and tisk-tisk like someone did to me here. Oh, he's a Russian traitor. You can be an uninformed idiot. But they'll come for you next. These are dangerous days. And here we stand on the precipice looking into the abyss. And the abyss is communism, deep state, new world order, madness. All this kind of stuff that I frankly didn't really believe a few years ago. But the proof is there. It's all about them and their dark magic, their evil power. Why was it? I'm going to end on this. I'll come back later if Ted wants me to. But why is it? Now, think about this, folks. Think about this. And I can't hear myself. I'm sitting in the middle of nowhere right now, guys. I don't even know if anyone's hearing me. If you're hearing me, let us know. I feel like a madman here rambling. But now imagine you've got a company or a country or your house, and there's a plague. If you really believe it, there's a plague. They told me at the radio station in Chicago that up to 80% of the people were going to die. That sounds crazy now, but that's what they were saying. Remember how off the numbers were. Now stick with me just a second. Stay with me just a second. There's a plague coming to your house. What do? You seal it off? Do you worry about your finances? Do you worry about food? The first thing the Democrats did, the number one thing they wanted, was money for abortions. It makes no sense, except when you wake up. When you wake up out of the matrix and realize it's all about abortion, it's all about their demon god. These are demonic people, and they use the blood for sacrifice. Ted, do I sound like a madman? Yeah, I sound like you. Well, we're both crazy then.
You're on the right page, man, Cal.
I know it sounds crazy. And when you finally, and I've looked behind the curtain, I knew Obama before he was Obama. Harry Lennox, by the way, if you want a little chestnut here, a little side note, what do they call him on DVDs? An Easter egg. Harry Lennox, who was on the blacklist, got in great trouble for revealing that Obama was told to be Harry Lennox, probably the greatest black Shakespearean actor on earth today. Obama is a creation. But what they want is blood and slavery as we muzzle up and put on our masks and march out and march off to oblivion. Here's Dr. Ted.
Again, I told Matt Mancow yesterday when we were riding over to Roger Stone's house, I looked at him and I laughed and I said, gosh, we're starting to sound like clones of one another. It's like my twin brother or something. I mean, this is the truth, guys, that we're telling you today. And, you know, we've talked to you many, many times about blood sacrifice. These druids, if whatever you want to call them, that run the planet, all inspired by Luciferian fallen angels, they basically have to have blood. They have to have the energy from the blood. And we've talked about this so many times, and that's why they push human sacrifice, including as a ritual sacrifice of abortion. And we said this to you guys the other day, and I'll say it again, that Black Lives Matter. If you guys are so concerned about prejudice against black people, why don't you go stand in front of the abortion clinics at, yes, Planned Parenthood, where they've killed 40 million of you? The vast majority of the abortions that have taken place in the United States are black. And it's sad. There's no excuse for this, and it was all part of Margaret Sanger's eugenics protocol to get rid of the black race. That was her goal. She's a total, complete racist. And, guys, it's so important that we all understand this and we all know this because, guys, if we don't take a look at this from a realistic standpoint, this thing's going to come back to bite us in the butt. Also, what do you think about Mancow's comments this morning, and what's your first story, bud?
It was really well said on that, and that's exactly what I think all you guys are spot on. And, you know, I didn't know a lot about Roger Stone until about a year and a half ago, or 2 years ago or so, when a lot of the stuff started to come out with what he was talking about, and he was making some valid points. And what really got my attention was when he had 38 FBI SWAT team members show up at his house with dozens of armored vehicles, MRAPs, police vehicles, surround his house and do a 4 a.m. search warrant raid on him. And for the first time and one of the most recent histories we've ever witnessed before, we've ever witnessed this, guys. You can look your research up and find this. They gave a front row VIP seat to CNN to go shoulder to shoulder with the SWAT team on the raid as they were dragging Roger Stone out of his house. Now, it doesn't take a lot to figure out, and I asked one of my good friends about this when this happened, who's on basically Sheriff's Department down here in Polk County, and he said obviously different departments have different policies, but it's pretty much a given across the board that SWAT teams, when they do raids, they never, never grant permission to media to be beside them during a raid, simply for the fact of security and safety measures. When you have FBI members swarming an area and you have dozens of individuals with full select fire machine guns running around doing a raid on a house, you cannot have the issue of a reporter walking around with a camera tripping over somebody, falling over a team member, hitting somebody in the back of the head, doing something stupid accidentally with one of these idiotic reporters from CNN. It's just not policy. They don't do it. That's why you've never seen it. And we knew at that point when I saw that, I knew that the rule of law had been compromised significantly with Roger Stone. And I knew there was a bigger agenda with them trying to muzzle him. And then after all that, and they televised it, played it over and over and over. Oh, we had an anonymous tip, so we decided to show up. First off, an anonymous tip doesn't grant you VIP access to stand beside SWAT team members as they go inside a house. They never do that. Ever do that. They always have a cordoned off area that's designated for press to show up and do a report behind the crime scene tape or behind the section of vehicles that they have as a safe measure. So when we saw that, we knew that it was 100% planned, and they did it as a publicity stunt to show the populace, this is what happens when you talk about the truth. This is what happens when you do something that we don't approve of. We show up 100-person deep all across the neighborhood and SWAT team your house and make sure CNN blasts it all over the news media for the next 72 hours for 24 hours a day. This is what they did, was make an example of him. And then when the judge issued a gag order and said that he could not even speak about what was going on, that was another giant red flag. So I don't understand, even for the aspect of what Trump has been involved in, and some of the stuff he's done positively, some of the stuff he's done negatively, I don't understand why he does not pardon Roger Stone. We have blatantly seen individuals, including Hillary, including Obama, including Biden, these guys involved in all types of sinister things and shady behaviors, including covering up material, getting rid of material. I mean, you can't even begin to go on about Hillary Clinton, and nothing, absolutely nothing. Crickets upon crickets upon crickets. But yet, somebody doesn't remember something in a congressional hearing and they say, you lied under oath and now we're throwing you in prison at 70 years old. That's generally not even policy for most individuals that involve with actual criminal acts. Most of the time, they'll put them in either some very, very, very low-risk security area, or they'll just put you basically on house arrest for 5 years, or they'll put you on probation or parole. But sending somebody that's that age to prison for something that's so minor that really can't even be convictable in most rule of law is very, very troubling. And in fact, I mean, when you said 800 attorneys, it doesn't surprise me. I've heard about this in numerous cases. I mean, shoot, just look at what happened to Randy Weaver and his family. The entire FBI and ATF descended upon him in Idaho because they alleged that he possibly may have sold a shotgun that was slightly too short via BATF's laws and the NFA Act. Didn't commit a crime, didn't rob anybody, didn't steal a weapon, didn't shoot anybody, didn't do anything wrong, simply may have sold a weapon allegedly that may have had a short barrel on it. And so then they went up to his house, then they shot his dog and shot his son, and his son shot the FBI agent. And that started the whole cascading series of events. This is what you see in a tyrannical empire. This is what you see. And see, we've had those incidences occur minorly, here and there, you know, small pockets of them. They really didn't affect the majority of the population of the United States. They didn't. Most of the population was unaffected. But now we're starting to see this clampdown of the entire United States be encompassed. And that's what we're seeing now with the mask. I had to go up to Sanford yesterday, pick up some parts. I stopped by Publix, get some boar's head, and I went in there, and of course, this is the Orlando, Osceola area, Orange County, Osceola, and they said masks, signs everywhere, everywhere. You must, is requirement to wear a mask inside the store. And I went, oh, well, you're a daisy if you do. Let's go inside. I got to get some food. So I went in there. As soon as I walked in, the manager walked up to me. He goes, sir, you need to wear a mask. I said, I am unable to wear a mask due to a health condition. Would you like to see my doctor's letter? Whoa. No, sir. I apologize. It's okay. We'll grab whatever you need to get. I said, I will kindly do so. Thank you and have a blessed day. And I continue to go on my way. And the looks that I got inside the Sanford Publix were something that I haven't really ever experienced before. You would have thought I walked in a full-blown Halloween clown costume with a big horn on me, horning it in everybody's face, screaming and yelling. People were looking at me with the most glazed, aggressive, angry eyes, like I was there to steal their lollipop from them, and they didn't know what to do about it. Behind their mask, behind their little fancy mask and their little paper mask and everybody feeling like they're making themselves feel safe, I walk in, all happy, smiling, you can see my teeth, no mask, breathing moderately fresh air, and I go to get my stuff, and you can see everybody didn't know what to do. It was like, who's this among us? We have like a leper among us. He's not wearing a mask. And it's so sad to me. And I checked out. There's no more incident. I checked out. And what was interesting to me, I thought about this after I walked out. I thought, how interesting is it that people now have become so trained, so quick, like Pavlovian dogs, to believe that everybody has to wear a mask for your protection. It's for your safety, guys. Let's all wear a mask so we can protect one another. Everybody has been so conditioned so fast that they really look down and are despising people already for not wearing a mask. Not everybody, but a large portion of the people on there, you could see their body language. You could see their facial gesture, a little bit above their eyes, their eyebrows. You could see them like, how dare he do this? Who does this man think he is that he walks into a store without a mask? And guys, you got to ask yourself a question. What has made you feel like that? Who has changed the entire outlook of your life? Who have you allowed to completely and totally manipulate your perception of reality that quick and that effectively? Well, it's been the mainstream media. Pretty much solely to make you think that you absolutely do not have the right to think for yourself, to travel for yourself, to dress yourself, or to breathe yourself. You need to get permission to do all of which, and if you don't, you are essentially a traitor. Now, it's interesting now, Robert F. Kennedy just put out an article today. I saw this. This is very interesting. You guys know the NIH, the National Institute of Health, which, of course, bobblehead Fauci runs. It has now become public knowledge, as Robert F. Kennedy has now disclosed it on his website. New documents obtained by Axios and Public Citizen are showing that the National Institute of Health, headed by Fauci, owns half of the key patent for Moderna's controversial COVID vaccine and would possibly be collecting half of the royalties. A little-known NIH regulations allows agency scientists to collect of $150,000 per scientist per year in royalties from the vaccines that were worked upon. Now, it's interesting about this. If you guys know, Moderna was allowed by Fauci to move ahead of the line and skip primate and other trials. I think they were basically the ferret trials, ferret and primate trials, despite experimental, basically, RNA technology and the inherent dangers of this vaccine. They allowed them to go to the front of the line, to skip the initial trials, and go straight into human testing. And then on top of that, even though there were severe and medically significant reactions following the vaccine, Moderna's catastrophic phase 1 clinical trial moved, basically, to the next phase, even after super healthy volunteers had severe and medically significant reactions following the vaccination. So you now have the head of Moderna, or excuse me, the head of the NIH, that now owns half of the key patent, basically, of Moderna's vaccine, being pushed by Fauci himself, and you wonder why they're telling everybody, well, we have to wait until a vaccine's available. Almost every article I've seen in the mainstream media now, they keep telling everybody, listen, this is only temporary, the masks are only temporary, you need to do your part, you need to protect society, it's for the greater good, I've seen this numerous times now, until a vaccine's available. You just have to do this until a vaccine's available. What they're doing is they're making things so uncomfortable, so unbearable, and they're planning on pushing them way further now. You guys saw in California, Los Angeles mayor is now warning of possible new mandatory stay-at-home order options that he has now put on the table. He stated here, we're making progress. While it's fragile and it's progress, the next 2 weeks are critical. Critical whether or not we go to schools or whether or not our economy thrives. But we may likely return to a mandatory stay-at-home order in the next 1 to 2 weeks. There are too many social gatherings, too many pool parties, and you need to keep your children away from their friends. Wow. Even though they've already declared that the likelihood that young children can contract and spread COVID is like in the 0.001% range, I mean, it's literally absolutely nothing. We know now the majority of people that catch this virus that are healthy and stable and take their supplements like vitamin C and D3, it's like a mild to moderate flu at worst. And we now know that they are giving tests to people all across the country, and people are testing negative and still getting positive results. I've got a second confirmed issue with that now of an individual that I know. And then we have another incident that I've heard now. This is just hearsay, that three individuals in Georgia, they were friends of a buddy of mine, basically went to get tested. They signed in. The line was so long, and it was so just ridiculous, and they sat there for like an hour and a half. They finally left because they just didn't want to wait any longer. And they turned around and got notified on their phones and via voicemail, that they had tested positive for COVID. Now, again, I have not been able to confirm this first person, but the source that told me this is very accurate with a lot of the stuff that they tell me. And so this would not surprise me, because how else can you have tens of thousands of people in every state testing positive? Every single day. It's like the numbers keep going up every single day, but yet the death rate continues to go down. The hospitalization rate, the true hospitalization rate of actual COVID, has gone significantly down. But yet they're telling us the numbers are keep going up and the cases keep going up. And now they're saying in California, people are having too many parties. Oh, the peasants are enjoying themselves too much. They can't enjoy themselves right now. They need to sit in misery in their homes and wear a face mask and sit in the corner and urinate on themselves in fear. They're not scared enough yet. We need to scare them more. Mandatory lockdowns. They need to be completely and totally locked down again. Mandatory face masks. Mandatory business shutdowns until we can get them to take our vaccine that is being rushed through at light speed as an RNA vaccine that has never been approved by the FDA in previous history because they said it was too risky and there was not enough research backing it. Oh, until the COVID came along, and then all of a sudden, it was a green light to start testing it. This is what's really going on today. This is what people need to hear. Speak the truth. Get the information out there and wake people up with what's really going on, Deb.
You know, Austin, that was very well said. I mean, this thing with the mask is insanity, and these continued lockdowns are insanity. It's all about destroying the economy, stopping demand, which we've talked about so many times on the show, to stop the inflation from the petrodollar. And they're doing it. They're actually collapsing the world economy. Remember what they say, and this is their mantra, out of chaos will come a new world order. They want to destroy everything so they can rebuild it from the ashes, which includes the United States of America. And the sad part about it is the Democrats are right there with them, basically burning it to the ground, because the Democrats are primarily communists. Let's just take a look at Ilhan Omar. You know, she's a member of the U.S. House of Representatives of Minnesota's 5th District. She assumed office January 3rd, 2019, a year and a half ago. You know, she's a Muslim. She's a woman of color. And she's from Somalia. Now remember, guys, and I'm not trying to be mean or anything else, but the average IQ score from Somalia is 60. 60. And she doesn't make a whole lot of sense. I mean, she's the youngest of seven siblings, including her sister, Sarah Noor. Her father, Noor Omar Mohammed, is an ethnic Somalian from Madarin clan of northern Somalia. And she came over to this country back in the early 90s. And I have no idea how she was pushed up to this level of notoriety that she has. Now, you know what's interesting about her? She's been married multiple times to the same people, multiple times not having been married, multiple times having children from not being married. She's big pro lesbian, gay, human, you know, rights. She wants a $15 hour minimum wage. She's also a hardcore communist, and she's also been banned from entering Israel. You know, it's also basically she absolutely loathes AIPAC, loathes Israel. And so it's kind of a strange situation because most of the people that are hardcore communists are pro-Israel and pro-AIPAC. So she's kind of like a Muslim who basically falls in the middle of a lot of different things. She received numerous death threats. She made all kinds of comments about 9/11 and black women and Jews and everything else that you can possibly imagine. And I'm reading right now from her Wikipedia page. Her personal life, she became engaged to Ahmed Abbasan Niyid. The couple applied for marriage license, but the application was not finalized. She said they had a faith-based marriage. They had two children together. Then they basically got divorced with their tradition. Then she married somebody else. Then she divorced them. Then she remarried her first husband again. Now she's divorced him again. I mean, this woman is the poster child for basically insanity. She's Looney Tunes. And the irony of all of this stuff, this is the most amazing part. She advocated for the dismantling of the U.S. economy and its political system during a speech on Tuesday. Now think about it for a second. Here she is from Somalia, a war-torn hellhole that nobody would ever want to live in, and she's now saying that we need to dismantle this political system that put her into office and dismantle the entire U.S. economy. She said, we cannot stop at the criminal justice system. We must begin the work of dismantling the whole system of oppression wherever we find it. Wait a minute. If she's so set up on this, why does she go back to Somalia, go back to her hellhole, and figure out how to dismantle that thing and start it over again? And this is basically what's passing for the Democratic platform. You know, this is crazy. Only in America can a refugee from Somalia with an average IQ score of 60 from a war-torn failed state marry her brother, commit campaign fraud, get elected, divert funds to the guy she's cheating with while they're each married to other people, and then accuse the entire country of being full of racial bigots, in need of being completely dismantled, all while skating free on her many felonies. Wait a minute. On Sunday, Joe Biden, the senile one, signaled he's on board for this too when he tweeted that we will beat Donald Trump and we will transform it, the entire country. Transformation, by the way, is the globalist buzzword that signifies the New World Order technocracy of basically the communism Rothschild enhanced with contact tracing, nano RFID chips, immunity passports, and total surveillance beyond what we even have now. When you can't even buy or sell anything without digital currency, when you have to have the mark of the beast on your hand or your forehead. So the problem is not there are so many other treasonous weasels like Omar running the cities and states of America, but also that the banksters, the major corporations, the non-governmental organizations, the United Nations, the mainstream media, pop culture, and academia are all in with her to crash the United Nations, crash the United States, and bring in a new world order. I mean, it's starting to look like game over for the United States. But listen to this. But cracks are beginning to appear in their facade of insurrection. The original Black Lives Matter members are starting to quit. Why? Because the movement has been hijacked by intersexual extremists, I believe paid for by the Rothschild banking cartel being run through George Soros. See, we need to understand something, guys. If we don't take this thing back to the international banking community, which is the only group that has the ability to shut the entire planet down, then we're not looking at this thing from a realistic standpoint. And we have to understand that they want their new world order. Remember George H. Bush? It was his 1,000 points of light. That was directly referring to the tree of the Kabbalah and his new world order. And he says, and when we are successful, and we will be, we will have a new world order. This has all been based on what they've been trying to do now since 1920 when they established the CFR, the Council on Foreign Relations, after the failing of the Treaty of Versailles being ratified in the United States Senate. They brought in the League of Nations, which failed, which developed into the CFR. And this is the same group that's being run by the international banking cartels. Remember, the Rothschilds ran the Treaty of Versailles. They ran the whole thing. The international bankers did. And the crazy part about all of this stuff is you've got to look at history. You've got to take a look at what history says and what history has done. And if you don't, what will end up happening is you'll be doomed to repeat the history. Now, I want to get Mancow's opinion on what he thinks about Omar and what she said about dismantling of the entire U.S. economy and basically destroying the country as a congresswoman saying this, why she hasn't been impeached.
Really, what I wanted to talk about was all the great cuisine here in Florida, all the fresh fish you're eating. I will tell you, Austin, your father is a real pain in the caboose to hang out with. He doesn't eat anything. He doesn't drink anything. We went to a deli yesterday. What was it in the roast beef?
Make sure there was no sodium nitrite.
Is there any sodium nitrites in this? And the girl behind the counter's like, huh? What? Sodium nitrite.
What is that? How do you spell it?
I can't have that. And she goes in the back and she comes out. She goes, yeah, it doesn't have that. And okay, sure. But it's just, him and your mom, man, we're going out to eat last night. Shellfish. Oh, no, can't have shellfish. What is it, pork you don't eat? What are you a Muslim? Are you a secret Muslim? Yeah, you're Christian, okay. You don't dine on swine, you don't eat bacon? Oh, you're missing out on the best thing in life, man, bacon and beautiful women.
Pork. Mm. Horrible.
I know you're married to a beautiful woman, so am I. I can't imagine life without... Oh, anyway. Look, the only thing I'll say is there's Muslims in America. The Democrats want their vote. She is... she's a secret agent. She's a double agent. She's here to do exactly what she's doing, to usher in Sharia law. I have a degree in theater and also psychology, and I send several kids to this college of mine back in Suicide Falls, Missouri. Used to be called Central Missouri State University. What's the point? Well, we worshiped a guy named David Mamet. David Mamet wrote all kinds of great plays and movies that you would love. And what's that great movie with Alec Baldwin with the second place of steak knives? With Jack Lemmon. Anyway, we just thought he was the greatest writer, and we did his plays. Anyway, Mamet was the king of Hollywood. People loved David Mamet. And he came out with a book called The Secret Knowledge. The Secret Knowledge. Why am I saying this? And, of course, I know from doing commercial radio in Chicago, the minute you mention book, and we have it, it's all science now. It's all... We can see the ratings immediately. The minute you say the word book, people turn off the radio. The average attention span of a radio listener now is less than that of a goldfish. You can actually hold a goldfish. A goldfish is, you got to understand I'm talking weird because I'm in a weird place right now, and I can't really hear anything. Anyway, a goldfish in a bowl has a longer attention span than a radio listener. It's less than 6 seconds. So, I hope by mentioning book, everybody's not turning off this podcast. I think a podcast is a little different. Anyway, The Secret Knowledge by David Mamet. Why do I mention this? Because he's uber Jewish. He's really into being Jewish. And he talks about why do the Jewish folks, no matter how anti-Semitic or how awful the Democratic Party is, why do they vote Democratic? Because it's a club. Michael Savage, the radio host, used to say it's a mental illness, and I used to chuckle at that. Well, I think he's right. The minute, look, to be a Republican or a Libertarian or really anything else, even a Scientologist probably, you can question Xenu. But if you question anything as a Democrat, you're immediately out of the club. Immediately. And you see it all the time. They eat their own. You see it the minute Bill Maher asks a question, well, wait a minute, that's not right. They hate him. It's done. And so, I live in Chicago. You talk about abortion. They line up. They line up to have the babies killed. They line up. They step over their dead kids. I don't know if you've seen what it's like. I mean, Chicago is worse than Beirut, worse than Afghanistan, worse than Syria. And they will step over their dead children to pull that Democratic lever. Why? Well, Democrats give away a lot of free stuff. I get it. A lot of programs. And I want to tell you, coming from a Democratic city of Chicago, when the programs don't work, you know the answer to the programs not working? More programs. Well, that program, we need more money. We need more money. More programs. More money. Programs. And none of them work. And you ought to see my taxes. and people are fleeing. You know, when people left the city, they got slammed. It was called white flight. When we went back into the city, when people went back into the urban environment, it was called gentrification, and they were slammed for cleaning up the neighborhoods. But I'm telling you, the era of urbanization is over. The era of trying to take away our guns is over. They really overplayed their hand. Look at what's happened in New York and Chicago. You think anyone wants to live in that city again, in that slave state, in that prison planet, as Alex Jones used to say, a prison planet? And we used to chuckle. Well, he was Nostradamus, wasn't he? He was prophetic. I'm sorry, I'm rambling on here. But yeah, no, they'll step over their dead kids to vote Democratic. They'll line up at the abortion clinic and preach to you. I am hailed by people of all color in the city of Chicago. I love folks. I'm an MLK guy. He's one of my heroes, and I there's that old. I'm not going to tell that. I'm not going to say it anyway.
Mancow, I know you're in Chicago all the time. I've been hearing reports that they're saying that the violence and the shooting has been going up. Is that accurate, or are they trying to just expand on it, or is it really starting to go up again now that a lot of the violent protests have started a lot of these kind of small fires everywhere?
Now, I hear someone talking to me, but they're not here. Who is that?
It's Austin.
Austin.
This is Austin.
I thought it was some kind of demon voice in my headset. Who is this man? Get off this show!
No, listen to me, man, cow.
Austin, I just want to finish my point, which was, look, I'm good at interrupting people, too. I do a radio show. That's what we do. We interrupt.
Absolutely.
Just quickly, Martin Luther King Jr. said, the Reverend, they like to remove Reverend now. I want to keep that in there. The Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. said, judge people by character. I judge no one by their skin color or anything else. I judge them by their character. My God, look at Ted Brewer. Ugh. But he's a pretty nice guy. Anyway, where was I? I tell you, try the veal. I'm getting silly here. Your dad and I have been going hard, man, going hard. Freedom fighting and hanging out with patriots and talking the talk. Okay, so, what's going on is the cops are, look, the black cops are Uncle Tom's. All the white cops are racist. They have the ACLU and lawyers against them no matter what they do. You pull up on a guy with guns and it's stop and frisk and he was profiled. A known gangbanger. They can't win. We have a mayor that is a little radical communist. A diminutive dwarf, by law, a dwarf, communist, lesbian, African-American woman. I'm actually friends with her. We've enjoyed each other's company. And I said to her, don't you want to be known for your ideas and not the fact that you're a diminutive lesbian African-American woman? No. Very important that we say that all the time. So she has no problem with me saying this right now. I mean, it's identity politics. It's divide and conquer. Gay versus straight. Muslim versus Christian. Democrat versus everybody else, I guess. I mean, this is all by design. So, no, they've demoralized the cops. They're out there breaking everything up. Chicago was destroyed, guys. Meanwhile, I'm watching it, and they're yelling a lot of anti-white stuff. What are you doing out here being a white reporter? Why are you talking to that white boy? Look, when you judge someone or characterize someone based solely by skin color, it's racism. I don't care who it is. And these people, many of them, are extremely racist. The looters, the rioters, the soy boys, these idiots. By the way, very interesting. I don't know if you've watched Antifa, but they're skinny white guys, and they're getting paid $25 an hour. They're skinny white guys with these fat girlfriends. All the women are three times their size with bad,
I noticed that.
Yeah, bad tie jobs and material, you know, not all material. You know, they used to have a thing, the little black dress. Every woman, you got to have the little black dress, kind of one size fits all. Not anymore. Some of these materials are not, science has done the best they can with these materials, Austin and Dr. Ted, but some of these materials are not designed to stretch over some of these big fat, can I say asses? Would you rather I didn't, Dr. Ted? I won't say it. I won't say over these big, fat asses, and they're angry, and they're stupid, and that is a dangerous combo. And our water is loaded with lead, and they know that, because smart people don't keep voting the same way over and over, right? It's the definition of insanity. You do the same thing over and over. You're crazy if you expect different results. Their kids are dying. Their daughters are being slaughtered. Their sons are, but they keep voting the same way. And they keep lead in the water. And you can look where the lead in the water is, and you'll see the most violence and the most stupidity. Because lead makes not only makes you stupid, but it makes you violent. And worse, it makes you quick to violence. Yes, Austin, the numbers in Chicago are skyrocketing. It is a bloodbath every single weekend.
Man, that's unfortunate. I was hoping you were going to tell me otherwise, but I felt like you were going to tell me exactly what you did. Because what's ironic to me about this, man, Cal, was so troubling, yeah, is these groups, some of these BLM groups and these other groups are running around terrorizing people at church, as I've seen now, running around yelling at people in their neighborhoods like we saw in, yeah, St. Louis, but yeah, yet they don't protest anything in Chicago. They don't go to Planned Parenthood and protest. They don't even go to the Federal Reserve and protest, or the DEA and protest, or some of these other alphabet agencies that have gotten completely out of control in some cases. Yeah. They simply want to go to the beat cops, which are really the only last stand between them
guys
and total anarchy and chaos. And, you know, the thing is with law enforcement, local law enforcement, a lot of people don't realize this, they live among you. It's not like these guys are federal stooges that are sitting on top of their ivory tower and they show up occasionally and do a raid. These are guys that are in your neighborhood every single day. When you need them, you call them and they're there. And that's, yeah, what I think is so troubling about seeing a lot of these guys and what they're saying. Some of the horrible stuff they're saying to some of these cops on the ground is, it's like, guys, this is your neighbor. These are people that are here to help you in most cases when you need,
Austin,
it. And it's just been troubling to see this, man, Cal.
Austin, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I hear you loud and clear.
Okay. There was a woman, and she was out MFing the cops, and they were spitting and throwing urine and feces and yelling, defund the cops.
Right.
And one of them went into labor, and the cop helped her deliver her baby. I mean,
wow.
I don't understand it. I don't understand the mentality. Look, the way George Floyd was killed, if someone's upset about that, well, I'll march with him as Charlton Heston marched with MLK. I'll march with you, brother. I don't care what color you are. I'm against innocent life or life being snuffed out. I don't believe any government agent should be able to take someone's life.
No.
I understand it. But when you start destroying businesses and yanking people out of cars and beating them up and killing them, I can't get behind that. Chicago is... Oh, I want to tell you, I want to ask you this. I wonder if you know this. I wonder if this story has gotten out. I'm a God guy. I like going to church on Sunday. I believe in a higher power, and it's really helped me through these tough days. And every church in Chicago, this didn't make the news. Every church in Chicago, and some people, I don't know that this is true. This may be fake news, but some people have traced it to a brick company partially owned, or some involvement with our governor, Governor Pugsley. But before anything happened, piles of bricks were delivered. And I know you've heard the,
yeah,
story, but you may not have heard this. Piles of bricks and gasoline were dropped off at every major church in Chicago in the alleys. And they were really planning on taking out the churches. And I just wonder if these people that are supporting these various, uprisings, I wonder if they realize that these people hate Jesus. They hate God. They hate the family. They've stated that they're against the family. And really if you remove the mask, what you see is Marxism and communism. That's really what they want. And that, of course, will be massive death. Every movement has whether we're talking China or Cuba or anywhere, they get the angriest people angrier, and they use them. And they're the first ones killed. So all these people that are being used right now, they'll be the first ones that they dispose of. It's really rather heartbreaking, isn't it? I mean, we got to get past all this and get back to what we really stand for, which is freedom.
That's exactly right, and that's what I've been trying to talk to everybody about. I said, listen, this divide
Austin,
and conquer
Austin,
strategy.
Austin.
Hey,
Austin,
yes.
Austin, this is important. Your dad is running his finger across his throat. Does that mean he's going to cut my throat, or is he telling me time's up?
Yeah, I don't know. It's up to you. Better figure out what's going
to
happen next.
What are you doing?
I'm not killing anybody here in the hotel room. But I want to cover one story real quick, so we're almost out of time. And I want to cover the story that the CDC is now admitting that COVID-19 positive result just means that you have previously contracted the common cold. So that means everybody's going to test positive for COVID.
There you go.
What can only be considered a pre-orchestrated top-down worldwide pyramid scheme, also involving the executive office of the President of the United States, President Donald Trump, Dr. Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates, and others who have defrauded the American people yet once again, after it has been revealed the Centers for Disease Control have said that the positive COVID-19 test merely shows that one person at one time actually tested positive for a common cold and nothing more. Guys, think through what I just said. That means every single person is going to be positive. It's not going to make one bit of difference whether you've had COVID, didn't have COVID, or anything else. If you've had the common cold, you're going to test positive for COVID. And this is the nightmare and the irony of all of this, Austin. That's why, again, I tell you guys, you know, take your vitamin C, take your D3, take your potassium iodide, you know, take your zinc every single day and stay healthy. And guys, do your best to avoid having COVID testing. We don't know what's on the Q-tip they're shoving up into your sinuses. We don't know. We have no idea if it's got nanotrackers on it or whatever. We have no idea if they're just taking samples of your DNA. We don't know what they're doing. So stand against it. I heard an old preacher one time say, even a dead fish can float downstream. Don't be that fish. You got to swim against that current. You got to say no, no, and no, and no. And if we make enough of a swim against the current, they're going to back off again like they've done so many other times in the past. I want to thank ManCal so much for being on with me today. Always a pleasure having him with us, especially being with him here in person and here at the hotel room. And so he's just not used to using – he's used to being in a big studio with glass windows all around him with all kinds of recording equipment. So it's kind of basic for what we do as far as how we do the show when we're on the road. So my special thanks to ManCal Mueller again for being on with me today. Austin, go ahead and finish it up. I'll do the write-up, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. God bless.
Absolutely. And this is what we're starting to see, and this is what we've been talking about. You can't even make this stuff up. We've been saying it for months that something else is going on behind the scenes. Do you need to keep your immune system strong? Absolutely. Should you keep yourself in shape? Should you use precautionary and sanitary measures? Yeah. Remember I said months ago, that needs to be done every day. You don't wait until you start getting exposed to something to take care of your body. You see the weeds, you pull them up. You don't ignore the weeds. The weeds overtake your garden. You get up, you wake up, you see what's going on, and you take precautionary measures. That's why I'm so pleased that so many customers have constantly been staying on their vitamin C, and they're talking about how good they feel. I had another customer email me that last night. I was going through some of the emails. They're talking about how they've been doing the microdosing, like I talked about, you know, 1,000 to 1,500 milligrams multiple times a day, and how they said their energy's better, and they're doing way better energy, don't really get sick at all, sleep better. And I'm like, yeah, I know. And it's funny, I never really even used to use vitamin C like that until I started reading about it 4 or 5 months ago. I've been taking vitamin C my whole life. A lot of times I take vitamin C at night before I go to bed, you know, a couple thousand milligrams, unless you get a cold, then you up the dosage. But I've never done it, you know, that kind of dosing, you know, 1,000 to 1,500 milligrams, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 times a day, depending on your milligram dosage. And what it does is it keeps your vitamin C blood plasma levels to the roof. And now we also, just let everybody know, we have the Excellent C back in stock, our original Excellent C formula. We were working on it. You guys know we ran out. Our supplier ran out of Rawls. We were trying to get the material back in stock. We do have them. So now we have both of them, the vitamin C with antioxidants, and also the Excellent C back in stock on the website at healthmasters.com. So be sure to check that out. You can also use that product to use microdosing throughout the day. There's 750 milligrams per capsule, so very easy to figure out what your dosage is if you want to take one capsule, two capsule, three capsule, and take them multiple times a day. Just wanted to put that out there. But, I mean, what we've seen now with the NIH owning part of the patent to the Moderna vaccine that Fauci is pushing, we see now that the CDC is basically saying that pretty much everybody's going to have a positive test on COVID, like for the most part. Now, there's going to be some that probably come back negative, you know, as far as somebody that maybe not have even had the common cold in a long time. But majority of people are going to test positive. That's why I said the other day to my buddy, he goes, oh, yeah, there are like 12,000 cases in Florida in one day. And I said, that's not happening, not to what you think it is. I said, if we were having 12,000 cases a day and this stuff was essentially like they've expanded it to be, and it was like the Black Plague, like they tried to make it out to be at the beginning, I said, you wouldn't even be able to keep up with the hospitals. hospitals would be completely overrun right now if you're having that many cases and it was that aggressive of a virus and it was that dangerous of a virus. Now, it probably is really contagious. I do believe that. I do believe this strand was very contagious. It's very easy to contract. But from what I have noticed and how I felt when I personally feel like I got it, and I also know multiple other friends that I have had that actually tested for it when they went in and they were sick and they said they had it, whether or not they had it or not, I don't know. Whether or not they tested positive for something else, I don't know. But all I know is if you're older, if you have an underlying health condition, take care of yourself. Probably don't want to go out all the time if you do use precautionary measures. But for the most part, live your life. Enjoy your life. I mean, this life is over so short. You know, early this morning, I guess Hunter woke up real early. We finally moved in our new house last weekend, which has been great. Year and a half long project finally coming to an end, which has been a blessing to finally move in. And Hunter comes running in the bedroom, jumps in bed, first thing this morning, super early. And I just woke up, and he jumps in bed between me and Lana, and it's big old smile just went on my face. You know, and I thought to myself, you know, wow, this is only going to be a short time. You know, in a couple years, he's going to be 8 or 9, a couple more years, he's going to be a teenager, a couple more years, he's going to be off in college. And I'm going to remember those times in the morning. That's why, you know, I do the best I can to not fuss at him very much, you know, unless he's doing something like blatantly bad, like beating his sister with a PVC pipe or something. You know, I catch him doing it. I mean, like an example. But that's something, you know, you do everything you can to spend the time and enjoy the time we have. And that's what they're trying to do now. They're trying to take away everybody's joy. They're trying to take away everybody's happiness. They're trying to take away everything positive and instill it with negative and fear. That's what they're doing right now. Understand that. And that's why I encourage everybody. Trust in God Almighty and Jesus. Enjoy your life. Live free. Don't be shackled with these bondages that they're trying to put on you right now. And so you've got to wear this. You can only do this. You can only go here. You can only be this far apart. You can only have this many people when you have a party. We had tons of people over for the 4th of July party. We all had a blast. Lit up the entire lake with fireworks all around the lake. One of the best 4th of July I've ever had. That's what they don't want people having. See, the only way they can keep the negative frequency right now is everybody has to be in that low frequency resonating state. Don't get involved in that. Stay away from it. Stay positive. Read the Bible. Read your word. Stay healthy. Take your supplements. Exercise. I appreciate everything you guys do for us. Feel free, please, spread this information out there. Forward our shows. Sign up for our free weekly newsletter, healthmasters.com. Check out the sales we have going on right now at Health Masters. Thank you for everything you do and you continue to do. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night. Stay prepared, stay ready, and we'll talk to you guys tomorrow as always.